Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, first thing you need to know about is the reason why things got kind of crazy at the at the city council meeting yesterday about the Duranguito thing.
Oh, so we're doing Duranguito?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay. I got to do the official opener.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, the reason why is because when DeMarco got elected, one of the first things he said was, I'm going to increase the public comment section of each meeting from 30 minutes to an hour, which he did. Mm-hmm. But he said, if there are going to be groups of speakers who are basically saying the same thing, which happens a lot, it's going to be knocked down to 5 speakers per situation, okay? Because they don't want to do, you know, these 40, 5-minute long stretches of speech, but it's all the same thing.
Right.
Okay, well, that happened yesterday. And that's why the protesters got really mad, because there were 5 people that were left over because they were basically all saying the same thing.
Right.
Now, he also said, we're following Robert's Rules of Order, which most city governments follow to keep order in a meeting. And by the way, it is not a right to speak in front of city council.
Yeah.
It's a Texas law that says they can allow it if they want to.
Right.
They don't have to allow it at all.
Exactly.
And they can also make rules governing how they're going to allow public comment.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but the protesters were not down with it.
No.
They wanted redundancy now.
Yeah.
Redundancy now.
That's exactly what they wanted.
Redundancy now. Is that what they're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Redundancy now. Yeah.
All right. Are we done with Duranguito?
Yes, we are.
Okay, here's the official closer.
Duranguito.
Okay, another thing the city council talked about was the electric rate increase case.
Oh, yeah. Well, where are you guys now? Okay, thank you. If anything needs to be booed, it's that.
Right? Okay, so El Paso Electric had wanted this nearly $40 million rate increase. Monday, they settled with El Paso Electric and the city council. They settled on a $14.5 million increase, which means your monthly bill will not go up by more than $9. Mm-hmm. Instead, it will go up to maybe about $5 more a month.
See, this is where we need transparency. Because 6 months to a year from now, EPE is going to come back and they'll get their other $5.
Of course they are. That's how it always happens. They just split it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So for right now, about $5, possibly within the next 6 months, that other $5.
Transparency
now!
That's right.
I know.
Transparency now.
I know.
Yes.
And the last thing you need to know about is our president went and spoke in front of the UN yesterday. You can figure out how things were going because one of the U.S. officials actually was seen. He was there was a picture taken of him behind the first lady, and he had his hand in his head, and he was leaning forward like.
Yeah, he was totally facepalming.
Holy God.
What's his name? Kelly. What is John Kelly? Is he the UN secretary?
No.
What is he?
He's one of the, I think he's one of the cabinet members. I can't remember now.
I don't know what his official title is, but he was facepalming, man.
Oh, dude, hard.
Because this is what President Trump said.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Yeah.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself. And for his regime.
Finally, Trump gets presidential. Finally, with one of his speeches. Rocket Man.
And by the way,
I love it.
What's his face? Elton John?
Yeah.
He's trending on Twitter because of Rocket Man.
Yeah, because kids are like, what is this Rocket Man?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here's what Jimmy Fallon had to say the UN speech.
President Trump gave his big speech at the UN General Assembly today. And at one point, he threatened to totally destroy North Korea. He says it's a good plan to do it, too. He's going to run for president of North Korea.
So that's and this is what the other late night guy said, Seth Meyers.
Why are you calling him Rocket Man? That's not a diss. That's a cool nickname.
Right?
You're making him sound like a character from Top Gun.
Hey, Rocket Man, you're on a suicide mission. And there's only one way to settle this. On the volleyball court.
Three things you need to know. Three things people are talking about today.
Kiss FM.
Hey, so I'm reading some of these comments about what went down yesterday at council.
Uh-huh.
You know, the protesters that are protesting.
Durangito.
And I have to agree with this comment from this one person who wrote, and I quote, "They," meaning the supporters,
uh-huh,
meaning the protesters,
okay,
"are very rude."
Oh, yeah, they are.
And then she goes on to write, "These college kids cannot even respect people's opposing arguments. They throw a fit like children when they wanted additional time to be added during an open floor discussion. This is after they wasted time by showing up late,"
mm-hmm,
"arguing about who can speak for who."
Mm-hmm.
"They want the members to let them speak and give them their time, yet they cannot let others have theirs."
Right. And one of the protesters tried to pass herself off as somebody else.
What do you mean?
She was
Why would you want to do that?
Because the person, I don't know. But she used a different name, and when somebody called her out on it, they were like, uh-huh, "Yeah, you need to sit down because you're not who you say you are."
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, there's this hilarious picture of her sitting there.
But who was she?
Her name is Celia de Aslan or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And she actually ran for city council.
Aslan.
A-Z-T-L-A-N.
Yeah, that might not be her real name.
Well,
that might be like, you know, not on her driver's license.
Right, probably. And then that's what they call
yes, the Mexico.
Yes, they want to reclaim.
Aslan.
Yeah. And so she gave a false name.
Mm-hmm.
And so
why would she do that?
I have no idea.
So people wouldn't say, sit down because you lost.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. And So that happened. The other thing that happened is that they were really upset because they said, well, 3 minutes isn't enough.
Yeah.
They wanted people to give they wanted council to give certain speakers extra time. And when they were told no, everybody gets 3 minutes,
mm-hmm,
because we were working within this hour window.
Yeah.
They got really upset about that. And my whole thing is, how would they have felt if one of the pro arena people had said, "I want 3 more minutes"?
Yeah. Well,
I guarantee you it would have been, you know, the whole that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reaction. What I'm playing is a real reaction that they gave a speaker,
mm-hmm,
who got up and he was, you know, pro council,
right, pro arena. Mm-hmm.
And he ended his speech, like his 3 minutes, with this.
"Keep going forward and keep doing a great job. It's a hard job, but you guys are awesome. Thank you."
And then as he was walking out, this is what he got.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and that's how they were.
Yes.
They had zero respect for anybody else's opinions, which I find rather ironic because,
yeah,
they want theirs to be heard above everybody else's noise.
Exactly. And they want their opinion to be heard even though voters have already decided,
yes,
on what was going to be happening.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that really bugs me. It's like, okay, you guys keep saying that you want the will of the people to be done.
Uh-huh.
The will of the people has already been done.
Right.
It was voted on.
Yeah. What they're saying is they want the will of the minority to be done.
And my thing is, and this is what I wish some news station would do, I want you to find out how many of the people who have signed up the petitions or who are protesting, did they vote?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because,
yeah,
we have voter rolls.
Right.
We know who the protesters are.
Yeah.
Go check the voter rolls. I want to find out who among them, yeah, bothered to get up and go vote.
Right. Look, I'll tell you what, I'm not a fan of the arena.
I know.
You know, I don't believe in, yeah, what they refer to as corporate welfare.
Right, right.
You know, I know who wants it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's the Fosters and the Hunts.
I don't believe that our taxpayer money should be funding their stadiums if they want it that bad. You've got the money. You're
right,
billionaires.
Right.
Build it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the guys that are going to be raking in the cash, not us. Certainly not the taxpayers.
Right.
We still owe for the baseball stadium. But I agree with you that's why in this country we have this democracy where you vote on something,
yes,
and majority rules.
Yes.
And if you don't like the outcome, well, I'm sorry, but there were less of yours, which is why we have President Trump.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
You know?
And I'm sorry, but you can sign all the petitions you want. You can do all the protests you want.
Mm-hmm.
But then let's just go, yeah, ahead and do away with elections.
But it's just like the so-called riot. You know, where they were tearing down, you know, the fence,
mm-hmm,
and doing this or that. I mean, EPPD could have arrested hundreds of,
oh,
them,
yeah,
because they were being rude.
Yeah, no, they were breaking the law.
They were messing with private property.
Absolutely.
So I'm all for you know, a peaceful assembly.
Sure.
I'm all for protesting. You know, but you have to stay within the lines.
You have to at least pretend like you're a little bit grown up.
One thing that they've shown is that they don't care about coloring outside the lines. They just care about,
yeah,
their point of view.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, I know.
Harumph all you want,
suck,
people.
You suck, Mike. You suck. It's not our opinion. I get you, buddy. I get you. It's Mike and Trisha Mornings. Kiss FM. Hey, so Emily hit me to a reply the great Khalid left on his Instagram page. Was it Instagram? Oh, let me turn
Oops,
her
hold
up.
On, hold on. Can you hear me? Hi. I can't hear myself, so yay.
Apparently, one of our 17 listeners jumped on one of his social media platforms and mentioned to Khalid about the conversation we had yesterday.
Oh,
about
really?
Him being in town over the weekend and about how people on social media were not happy with him, at least the ones who did not get photos with him.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, who approached him for an autograph or for a selfie and were denied by Khalid. The person wrote, Khalid, heard about you on the radio, about you not wanting to take pics with your fans or being selective. I suggest you change that real quick. Oh. They're the reason you blowing up.
Ooh, girl.
Wow.
That's his fine words.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Do you have his reply in front of you?
I do not. I thought I sent it to you. Let me open
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you did, but it's pretty small writing.
Did I? Oh, my goodness.
And,
I thought I fixed it. Let me see. I have it screenshotted.
And my eyes aren't what they used to be.
Okay.
And how did he reply? He replied two ways, first of all. He replied directly to this person,
uh-huh.
and then he also replied in song.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Nice.
Yes, he did.
I woke up to that gorgeous
first,
song.
Though, okay. First, what did he reply to the girl who wrote him and said, I suggest you change that real quick?
Okay, he said, when I come home to see my family and friends, I shouldn't have to take pics while I'm out eating, relaxing, or enjoying my time off. I don't have to take pics if I don't feel like taking pictures. That doesn't mean I don't love and appreciate my fans. A conversation can go a long way, and I'm open to talk, but if you are being followed around, I'm sure you'd feel the same way. I always come back home. Star emoji.
Yeah, because if you recall yesterday, we spoke to one of our other 17 listeners who said she was at Best Buy. I believe she said she worked at Best Buy.
Yeah. Yes.
At the fountains, and Khalid was there. And she told us that there was a crowd of people just following him. You know, they were staying away from him.
Right, right.
But they were following
yeah,
and
like
watching his every move
well, yeah.
all the way up to the counter when he checked out.
Yeah. I mean, dude, come on. I'm sorry, but, you know.
But don't you think, let me ask you, 880-9393. Do you think celebrities owe us that?
Do you think think your boss owes you that?
No, he's not my boss.
No.
Come on.
Listen,
that's
okay,
not even a that's not even a fair comparison.
It is, because
no,
here's
not.
The thing. Here's the thing. Khalid works and he puts stuff out and
yeah.
we buy it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay. So basically he's working for us. Okay.
I suppose.
Okay, so
I suppose.
We work for Brad.
Sure, yeah.
So let's say Brad calls us, you know, he sees us at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, come here, I want you to come meet these people and do, you know, a 30-minute riff on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair? He's our boss. We work
yeah,
for him. He
right,
pays
right.
us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But is it fair for him to do that?
What do you think? 880-9393. Being a celebrity, I mean, come on. It's not that hard of a job.
No, it's
you
not.
You sing for a living.
It's not, except that
you travel
you've
got, the world.
Except that you've got 45 people walking around behind you at Best Buy, and really all you need to do is go in and get some CDs, and you just want to go and...
I mean, how much time can it take?
Do you never have any private life?
Or maybe you should be nicer about it.
I don't know that. Who was it, Selena Gomez, or who was it where they're like, I don't want to be famous anymore?
Yeah.
Oh,
I forgot
was,
who it
oh,
was.
No, that was me. You're quoting me.
Mike, well, yeah. see, there you go.
Shia LaBeouf.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It was Shia LaBeouf.
That's why I stay home all the time.
I know.
You know?
You don't want to run into
I don't want those.
That's why, yeah.
I'm tired of those crowds yeah. following me.
It's a very thin line because, yes, you should be nice, and you do always have to be on. That's what they've said here, even just being hired here. You always have to be on because
yes.
you're a brand.
You need
and
to
you're always,
that. Yeah.
you know, you're always selling yourself.
Yeah.
So when you're out in public, you have to keep that in mind.
Right.
But at the same time, it is annoying to have people creepily
oh, absolutely.
Following
No, it really is.
And what if they went up and poked him?
But
then he would have hated that. Like, don't come up while I'm doing this, but at the same time, don't follow me.
Because yeah. you know how easy and fast it is for people to change on you.
Oh, totally.
Oh, my
come
gosh.
On.
Like, you know, they build you up just to bring you down.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
And they
exactly.
can't wait for you to feel, you know, for you to be, in their eyes, way too big for your own good.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so
I made you.
So when do you get a private life?
888-993-93. What do you think about all this? You know, celebrities and photos and autographs. Yeah. You feel like, you know, come on, it can't be all that difficult. It doesn't take that much time.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think, hey, man, they're people just like us? 888-993-93. And when we come back, I'm going to play you a, quote, sad-ass song that Khalid wrote. Clearly, this bothered him.
Okay.
Because he wrote a song about it.
Aww.
Next on Mike and Tricia Mornings. Hey, so I understand Anonymous is the Anonymous who started it all on Instagram.
She's the one that called out Khalid on Instagram.
Yo, Annie.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't mean to call him out. I was just suggesting that maybe, you know, he should not be so selective. And my point was, being in El Paso, to have him so famous is such a big thing for El Paso. So I just thought, you know, being home, why be selective? Like, everybody knows someone that knows him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, it turned into a negative thing, which it wasn't a negative thing. It was just a comment saying,
did you hear our previous callers who said, but yeah, but maybe when he comes to El Paso, maybe that should be his chill time.
Yeah,
maybe that should just be
his safe place. I like that. What do you think about that, Annie?
And he did tell me, like, that I wouldn't like it for everybody to be all in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And my opinion, it comes with being famous. If you're not ready to be famous and have everyone in your face, then you shouldn't be famous.
Well, you know, I think that we can all agree that he was not ready for it.
No.
I mean, it blew up.
Oh,
it went from 0 to 60 in a span of a couple of months.
Yeah.
There are people.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that have been working on becoming superstars for decades.
Sure. And they
never
haven't gotten anything. Yeah.
You know?
So and
exactly.
Then all of a sudden
and
he's
I'm,
at the Grammys,
yes.
And he's like, you know, everybody who's anybody is following him.
And you're working with all of these big-time artists. Make no mistake, he is going to win a Grammy.
Yes.
And what do you think about that, Annie? Well, I mean, what do you think? I mean, the fame did come to him almost overnight.
And he does always call out El Paso. He always does give us a shout-out.
Yeah.
And I, you know, more power to him and good luck, and I hope he does. You know, I'm sure he will win the Grammy, and I'm sure he goes further than that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking of the young kids that do look up to him and are excited to meet him, and for him to kind of be like, I'm busy, I can't take a picture right now, I'm sure it breaks their heart.
Yeah,
like,
well, like Emily's,
being so
like,
new.
Like Emily's nephew, I mean, I don't know, this kid, they better start saving up money for his therapy.
Right?
He might only be a year and 3 months now, but later, when Emily constantly reminds him
that
Khalid
wasn't good
enough,
guess what
did not
happened,
want to take
boy.
A picture with him, that kid is going to be a danger to society. And Annie, what do you think, Annie? What do you think about being his muse? You know, you inspired a song that he wrote called Perfect.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Huh?
I feel bad.
Uh-oh. Oh, Annie.
Oh, we lost her.
Darn it. Annie.
Oh, man. Come back. I was going to tell her, too. I'm like, girl, they're kind of attacking you, too, on Instagram,
bummer.
But she's taking it well.
Yeah, she did. She was, when I first answered the phone, she was like, I'm the girl that caused all this. And I felt, I feel kind of bad.
Yeah, and they're telling her, why don't you comment back?
Yeah.
Where are you, girl?
Yeah.
And
she's
doing the right thing, I think, to just, like,
she said she felt bad. I think what she was going to say after that is, like, but, man, do I got a story to tell.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing. Now that she's Instagram famous, she didn't want to give us her real name on the radio. So that kind of tells you, when you get famous all of a sudden, all of a sudden you want to keep yourself to yourself.
Right.
And so,
right.
I mean, Annie Anonymous, I'm sorry, girlfriend, but you're doing the same thing that Khalid did.
Well, her handle is Christine.
Well, if anyone goes to his Instagram and looks for this
they're
comment, they're going to
find
her.
Yeah, her handle is Christine522. So any Christines you know that were born May 22nd, that's probably her. Hey, so let's see. This is Lila.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Lila, about celebrities in general, Khalid specifically? Should celebrities be available to you 24/7 whenever you roll up on them?
Okay, first of all, I want to tell you real quick that I've been a fan of yours since the Mike and Grace show.
Me too, huh? I love Mike and Grace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
But look,
and
no
I
pictures
think...
right now, okay? I'm in the middle
I'm
of the show.
I'm going to take one with you, Mike.
He's eating his Whataburger.
Okay.
I'll turn the flash off.
No, but I mean, I think it goes with his celebrity status. I mean, it goes hand in hand. you've got to, you know, you've got to be grateful for whoever made you. And, I mean, he's a great guy and everything, but, you know, you got to be nice to the fans. And if you have to stop a little bit and just take a picture, shake a hand, or that just bodes well for you. Listen, I met Michael Jackson. I took my little boy to Disneyland, and we saw him, and it just so happened my little boy was wearing a Michael Jackson shirt at that time. And we didn't even know he was going to be there. And he was walking with a bunch of bodyguards. Mm-hmm. And we just got under, and I told him, you know, oh, Michael Jackson, you know, we got all excited. And he went out of his way to shake my little boy and give him a hug. And, aww, you know, of course, after the little boy thing and all that. But, you know, but still, you know, that was nice.
He goes out of his way. Never mind the touching thing. That was cool of him.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that what you're saying?
No, but you know, it's like I tell you, I mean, celebrities have to be, I mean, it goes hand in hand. It goes with the territory. You have to be nice to your fans.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he made my, you know, we were so happy, and we took pictures, and he let us do all that, considering he was, you know, surrounded by bodyguards, and, you know, there was people following him.
Hey, how did you get around the bodyguards?
We went under. I took my son under.
You literally went under.
We went under the bodyguard, and they would stop us. They stopped us, but he came out of the bodyguard circle,
and
he wanted to shake our hand and, you know, take a picture, and he was excited. You know, I mean, he was.
Yeah.
It's like because you saw my little boy wearing the Michael.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Because he was wearing the T-shirt, but that's what I tell you. It goes hand in hand. It goes with the territory.
No. We
so
get
you.
You
got to be nice.
And Lilia Michael. Gets you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You guys have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a fan. Okay, let me rewind. Yesterday, we were talking about how over the weekend, Khalid, you know Khalid.
Well, yeah.
VMA New Artist of the Year winner. Mm-hmm. Khalid. El Paso.
At El Paso. Went to El Paso. Went to America's High. 1 year.
1 year. It has adopted us as his hometown.
It totally, totally shouts out to us all the time.
So he was in El Paso over the weekend, and he caught some heat online on social media from people that were denied autographs or denied the opportunity to have a picture taken, including Emily's sister-in-law, who was like, you got to blast him hard. He was mean. He was rude.
Like, no, I love Khalid. My nephew wasn't good enough. Whatever.
And so,
get over it. You're not always going to be good enough.
And we talked about this yesterday, right? And so Christine522 on Khalid's Instagram page wrote, heard about you on the radio, about you not wanting to take pics with your fans or being selective. I suggest you change that real quick. They're the reason you're blowing up. And Khalid replied to her, when I come home to see my family and friends, I shouldn't have to take pics while I'm out eating, relaxing, or enjoying my time off. I don't have to take pics if I don't feel like taking pictures. That doesn't mean I don't love and appreciate my fans. A conversation can go a long way, and I'm open to talk about it. But if you were being followed around, I'm sure you'd feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that he brings up some good points.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to know what you think about that with celebrities in general, Khalid specifically. You know, he's huge in
El
Paso.
He's huge, yeah.
All the kids, they just love him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, do
everywhere.
You think maybe that's like, are they asking too much? Does Khalid have a point? We report. You decide.
Hey, Michelle, what do you think? Too big for his britches?
You know what? Leave the guy alone. Leave him alone. Any celebrity. I think the general public has unrealistic expectations of celebrities, stars. They don't know us a darn thing. Leave the guy alone. Let him enjoy this climb that he's having. He has a lot of adjusting to do.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Tony Danza in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, my adrenaline got all excited, and I was like, oh, my gosh. But then I started to see these people, you know, stare at him within 3 feet from his face. It was weird, and it was awkward, and I felt so sorry for Tony Danza, and more people started gathering, and I thought, this is ridiculous. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you another example, okay, and it might be a little harsh, but sometimes, have you ever noticed when ladies are out there and, yeah, they have a nice body and they're working out and they're jogging,
mm-hmm.
and then you see these men, I'm not going to say what race,
yeah.
I think we all know, and yeah. they're staring at them, sticking their head out with their mouth out and their tongue.
Oh, I know, I know. Okay. White people, I don't get them either.
It's the same thing.
I just think it's men.
I think it's just men in general.
Yeah, so you're saying it's the same thing, right? Just because you got a banging body doesn't mean that guys have to wolf whistle
right, exactly.
and say, yeah. hey, baby.
And just because you see Mike at the King's X yeah. drinking his scotch
yeah.
doesn't mean you have to go stand in front of him and go, hey, dude, what are you doing? Hey, dude.
Hey, man, look, I'm not a little monkey, man. I can't just be asked to perform like that.
That's right, Dad.
Tell
Mikey
me a joke,
boy.
Mike.
Leave
tell me
Mike
a joke.
Alone.
Mike, make me laugh. No! I'm having a scotch.
So let me tell you one more thing. So people feel, also feel that Khalid has to sign an autograph.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? What's next?
What?
I need a donation because he has money now.
Right. Oh, no, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. That does usually follow.
It absolutely does.
I mean, look at me. I'm asking him for a Beamer.
Right?
Hey, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, yeah. Michelle.
Yeah, because this is how big Khalid has gotten locally, especially. So he went and bought another BMW.
Uh-huh.
And the BMW dealership here in El Paso, like, press released it.
Oh, that's not cool.
That the great Khalid bought a Beamer from us, his second one.
No, that's not cool.
Yeah, no, for real.
Here's how it read.
Here's how it read, and I quote, this is from their Facebook post, because he posed with them. He took a couple of shots with the entire staff.
Right.
And so he posed with them, and they wrote, breakout solo artist and MTV Music Award winner Khalid posed for pictures with the BMW of El Paso team after taking delivery of his second vehicle purchase from his hometown dealership. And then they quote the American teen singer, I want my money to stay in El Paso.
Well, that's nice and everything.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do that. I really don't. I don't think that that's fair.
Unless he got the car for nothing.
I doubt, seriously.
Then it's like an endorsement deal.
No, I doubt real seriously that happened. Hey, Louie.
Hello.
Okay, so what do you think about this whole Khalid controversy?
With a K, by the way. Yeah. Controversy with a K.
Well, like I was telling the young lady earlier, I think it's just asinine that people think that he owes them something. He's an artist, and people have, like this other lady said, unrealistic hopes. I met my childhood idol in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was working there at the Javelin.com arena, which is where the Phoenix Coyotes play. And he happened to come up to my stand, to my lane, and I was ecstatic that I was standing in front of him. But he's got his cap over his face, down pulled over down his eyes so that people don't recognize him because he's there with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's buying food for the evening that they came to see. There was an event there, a concert, and he was there attending somebody else's concert.
Mm-hmm.
That's his hometown. I know where his high school is. I followed him as a child. My mom thought I was a
stalker.
Worshiper. No.
You know what? Alice Cooper brings out that in everyone.
He totally does.
He brings out the Satan worshiping in everyone.
Mm-hmm, he does, yeah.
Well, I had the posters above my bed and on the side. My mom couldn't understand who he was.
Yeah.
They don't listen to that, but anyhow.
Right. And anyway, a boy named Alice, come on.
Right? What's up
with
that?
I know all his names. I know all three of his names.
And so, Louie, did you respect his privacy? Is that what you're getting to?
I shook his hand. I told him I am a serious big fan. And he looked up like, I don't want anybody to know. And I said, dude, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a night off. I appreciate who you are and what you are. The fact that I got to shake his hand was more than enough. I didn't want to ask for an autograph.
Yeah.
Because as soon as he walked away, one of the other guys next to me recognized him. He goes, hey, isn't that?
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Do not bring attention to him. That's the last thing he wants.
Louis was stopped. Don't ruin my night.
That's right.
That was my moment.
That was my moment, man.
I understand exactly what his fear was when he looked up and, like, recognize me.
I see that look in Trisha all the time when I go out with her in public. I know what you're talking about. Louis, I'm out of time, bro, but thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Louis.
Have a great day,
You too, buddy. Thanks for listening. Read some comments about the Khalid controversy with a K.
With a K.
And then we'll put it to bed.
Okay.
But first, rewind in case you're just tuning in. Over the weekend, Khalid was in town, and because you know he's been claiming El Paso ever since he moved here about 2 years ago.
Right.
And so he was in town and he was getting a whole bunch of flack on media, social media, because people were saying, oh, he wouldn't take a picture with me, but he posed with these hot girls.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I got denied an autograph. And then, you know, we learned yesterday that at Best Buy there was a crowd that was actually following him.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't bothering him per se, but they were following him.
Which right, is still right. bothering him.
Which yeah, will, well, yeah. Yeah.
And then he was supposedly at Whataburger at 3 a.m. and people were, you know, looking at him like he's some kind of bug under a microscope.
Yeah. Shoving yeah. a burger in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, we wondered, I did out loud, like, you know, well, what do you think? Like, should he have been cool about it? Should he acquiesce to your demands to pose with him, to sign whatever you shove in his face?
Right.
Him in general, specifically celebrities in general, like, do they owe us stuff?
Yeah. Are they supposed to just always be on and they never have downtime?
Yes. Yes. If they're out in public, they're on, which, by the way, is how Lady Gaga does things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that woman.
I saw an interview with Lady Gaga on CBS this morning mm-hmm. on the Sunday morning program. Mm-hmm. And that was her stance on the whole celebrity thing. Lady Gaga thinks that, you know, when you walk out that door, you are on.
You are your persona.
And she that's why you always see her dressed to the hilt.
Right. Yeah.
In costume, I guess you would want to you could say.
Well, yeah, and she has two personas. She says, "I'm Stephanie when I'm home and as soon as I walk out that door,
that's
I'm
right.
Lady Gaga."
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, her relationship with that other actor guy broke up was because he couldn't handle that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, look at Madonna. Madonna's kind of the same way.
And she wouldn't back down from that. She was like, "I'm sorry, but I'm Lady Gaga."
Right.
You know, so do you think all celebrities should be like that?
Well, that's the argument they're bringing up on Instagram, too. More than one has brought up Justin Bieber and the way he's acted. Same thing happened to him. He blew up really quick.
Right.
And
right.
he handled it a little weird. And so someone commented, Bunny14, she said it depends how he treats his fans. One thing is being humble and explaining he needs privacy. Another is being rude and ignoring his fans like JB, who throws hands and fingers. Either way, I'm just a normie. Because she's trying to say, well, my opinion doesn't matter. Because people did start attacking the girl who called out Khalid.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, well, you need to win some records and then you can come at him.
yeah.
And
yeah.
why aren't you commenting back and things like that. So some people are like, I'm just a normie, but here's my opinion.
Yeah.
And she called us last hour. And in a nutshell, she said stuff that I don't remember. But she was like,
She loves him and all. That's what she said.
I didn't mean to be rude, but I feel like, you know, you should always be on. It doesn't take that much effort and time for you to, you know, pose for pictures or sign something.
Right.
But you know who people do think is being rude?
Hmm.
You, Mike.
Me?
Yes.
What did I do?
They're calling you out
on Facebook. Who's calling me out?
Uh-oh.
Miss Lorraine Moreno.
She did.
On your Facebook page, Mike and Trisha Facebook, so you can head over there and read
it. Blasphemy.
Mm-hmm. But she's upset with you, mister.
What'd she say?
She said it's a little long, so bear with me. You guys need to stop. He is a young man that has the right to say sorry, but I'm eating or shopping, and it is rude to bug anyone when eating, when he's getting food, and that is not the time for people to be bugging him. Yes, he is a local celebrity. That does not mean that he has a no right to be able to come home and relax and expect everybody to let him eat or shop in peace. Mike, you have been so mean to him, you owe him an apology.
What?
I do not know him, but I can. He has not changed. It is everyone else that has changed how we see him. People now think he owes everyone something and he does not anyone anything. Poor kid, leave him. But B, he dies enough for this city.
Yeah.
I think she meant does.
Does. I'm sure she meant. That reminds me of that Joe Walsh song.
Yeah.
Life's Been Good.
Yeah.
That reminds me of that part where he goes, it's tough to handle this fortune and fame. Everybody's so different. I haven't changed.
Right.
That's
exactly
what that reminds me of, that part right there. But look, let me ask, you guys really think I've been mean? I don't think I've been mean.
I think you're sarcastic.
I think you're being facetious and I think you're being sarcastic. Yes. I just think that, you know what, we have such a teeny little taste of what he's going through. I mean, we're just like little teeny tiny bug celebrities, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, so it's like, I mean, I think we have a little bit more of an insight, but I think the funny thing is that the girl who started all this, what's her name?
Christine.
Sorry, girl.
522.
Leave her alone.
The funny thing is that now when she called us, she was like, I told her, you know, I asked her, what's her name? And she goes, can we not say my name on the air? Well, hi.
Yeah. Oh, because she was already getting hate stuff?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I'm like, do you see how quickly things can blow up and all of a sudden you're famous and people want to jump all over you for good or for bad?
I tell you what, now I can totally relate to Khalid after that email,
Mike.
Because I don't think I've been being mean. You know, I don't think I've loved him from the very beginning.
You have. Mm-hmm. You've given him a lot of love.
We all love him.
You know,
yes.
He had me at send me. And so, but that's the perception of hers.
Yes.
Just like I'm sure Khalid was not trying to be mean or rude, but that's the perception that people have.
Sure.
Because I do believe that he is allowed to eat whatever, but I think it's how he handled it.
Well,
I think it's one thing to say, hey, you know, I'm eating right now, but you know, when I'm done, on my way out, I'll get you. As opposed to just ignoring you and trying to act like he doesn't see you.
Right. No,
I think that's different.
But,
it's very different.
You got to also remember, this is a 19-year-old kid who, like, literally 6 months ago was nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And so now all of a sudden, the guy can't move.
Right.
Imagine being like all of a sudden put in a box.
He can't dance either, by the way.
Yeah, put in a box with a spotlight with a spotlight on you.
Have you seen him on stage? He's got one move.
I think he's adorable. Yeah,
no, I know.
He does. He's adorable too.
I know, but he's got one move.
I love his little dances.
You know. I do too.
It is adorable.
But it's all of a sudden you can't do anything, go anywhere.
Oh, I know.
You can't go to Whataburger anymore at 3 a.m. Dude, if I couldn't have gone to Whataburger at 3 o'clock this morning this past weekend,
right?
I mean, man, it wouldn't have been good.
It would just be like, take me, Lord, now.
Right.
You know, for real.
You know,
I can't do a
Whataburger.
And you're not going to please everyone.
And you're not going to please everyone.
That reminds me of that Rick Nelson song, Garden Party. So you got to please yourself. Da, da, da.
Stop.
Well, it's just like, one last thing, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
It's just like you were telling me over the weekend when you were at the baseball game, and this group of girls wanted to take a picture with you. And you were cool. You were like, but let's go over there.
Yeah, to get out of people's way.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Because we were sitting down in the front row behind the backstop, behind the home plate.
Right.
And they were in the middle of playing the game.
Yeah, and these people are standing in front of you.
And everybody's standing up. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Let's walk back up here so that we get out of people's way.
And what happened?
And there were people who were saying,
she wanted to
get away from mom and this and that.
One person in the bunch who took that wrong and said something mean about Trisha in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thinking that Trisha doesn't understand Spanish.
That's right. And I was like,
she just pretends not to.
Bad words.
Yeah, she just pretends not to. And
I was catching grief because I said, hey, let's move up here. And she was like, oh, it's because you don't want to take a picture with it. I was like, no, I want to get out of people's way.
Yeah, you're trying not to be rude, but someone else is taking that rudely.
Yeah.
So, it's there. And you really can't. You cannot please everybody. Mm-mm.
So in conclusion, no, I was not being mean to Khalid. No, I have not been mean to Khalid. But it did hurt his feelings.
Yes.
He did write a song about it that he titled Perfect. And here's a snippet of it that he put up on his Twitter page.
I went for a walk last night. I swear it was 4 hours. Happiness is far from reaching. It's out of my power. Friends say that I'm changing like the wind.
But all I wanted was a Whataburger. Please to leave me alone.
What's the point in working here for wishes never certain?
Because I just wanted a Whataburger at 3 a.m. So it hurt him.
Yeah, poor guy. Him, so. You know, and for somebody who really literally has only been in El Paso for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And does nothing but rep the city.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, kind of.
That's
so sad.
Why we love him all so much. Also why it's going to sting a little.
But that's exactly. why we love him so much.
Because he loves us so much. We're like, well, we thought we loved each other.
Yes. Right.
I thought it was all about.
I thought it was about us, man.
I know. I know, dude.
It's that little sting of, okay, I'll take it, but okay.
It reminds me of.
Duranito.
You know, greedy pigs.
Right.
Or. History to be preserved.
Duranguito.
I get you, man. You see, we've gone full circle.
Yep.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.